vitamins and all my minerals. Everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day, Prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my cravings, I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through me, my barefoot in the grass. Energy is rising, my body feels so clear. I'm working through my blockages, I'm working through my fear. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day, Prana running through me in each and every way.
Om Shanti. All my vitamins and all my minerals. Everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day. Prana running through me in every single way. Recognize my cravings, I wait for them to pass. I watch the energy flow through me, my bare fruit, in the grass. Energy is rising, my body feels so clear. I'm working through my blockages, I'm working through my fear. All my vitamins and all my minerals, everything I need comes from Prana. Prana in the morning, Prana in the day, Prana running through me in each and every single way. So we are switching on to entirely different mode of nutrition. Pranic nutrition, pranic nourishment, pranic lifestyle, a new lifestyle which no more depends upon physical food, physical nutrition, conventional method of nutrition, but we are switching on to higher source. And Brahmacharian lifestyle is just a skill like any other skill. It needs constant practice, nothing else. So today is the day 6 of this 8 days SFV, solid food vacation. Our body is liquid, and anything that enters the body, if it enters in liquid form, tremendous amount of energy is saved. All the solid needs to be broken down into liquid. So all the task of detoxifying, digesting, ingesting, digesting, eliminating, assimilating, all the energy is totally saved. The moment you make this shift, you enter into a known world, and many new secrets of your own being comes to you. The deep hidden food pattern. It is not just about eating this or eating that. So yesterday's class, we saw various methods, few methods, and the few methods we will see today. The first method which we saw yesterday was natural method, and which is very much recommended. The second was spiritual. The third was sudden. The fourth was sun gazing. The fifth, forced. These methods don't work. Experience suggests show that if you go for these other methods, they don't work much. Natural method works the best. Sun gazing works. But that should be a constant, continuous practice with all the protocols. And if you can do that sun gazing alone, but then there is limitation. There are countries where there is no sun. And especially if there is a rainy season, then there is no sun. If it is cold, then there is no sun. So it becomes difficult. So in sun gazing, though sun is the greatest source of prana, but there are limitations. There is prana program. In the prana program, sun is just one of the programs, one of the sources. It is not everything. So when you learn to sustain by the pure energy, you enter into a new world. You find that your requirement itself is reducing. So when the intake is less, even output is less. Stools and urine, the whole population on one side, and this amount which they throw is on another side. Half of the pollution is because of this. So, now coming to other methods. Let's move to other methods of pranic nutrition. Forced method. Somebody forces oneself to do this, but it doesn't work. Wherever there is suppression, it will not work. You have desire and you are forcing yourself not to eat and you suffer. So there are two groups of people. There are people who sit on strike, hunger strike, and there are people who are breatharians. They both don't eat. But those who sit on hunger strike, they die. Breatharians don't die. Why? Because they want to die. Breatharians do not eat because they want to become healthy. Because they have understood that the moment things are put into the mouth, so many changes happen in the system. So there is a difference. So forced method doesn't work. Next method is alternate method. What is alternate method? The more you are in touch with nature, every day you are sun gazing, every day you are doing barefoot walk, you are drinking only sun charged water, and you are closely connected with nature, vitamin N. So gradually you realize that your requirement for food is very less. Then you begin as a 10-hour fasting, you move to 12 hours, 14 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours, 23 hours. And then you come to OMAD, OMAD, one meal a day. One meal a day and you are enough. You don't need anything. And then gradually you make it alternate day. One day you eat, another day you don't eat. So there is a chart of meal and F. MF, 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 MF. One day you eat, another you don't eat. One day you eat, another day you don't eat. One day you eat, another day you don't eat. And then this becomes a gradual practice. So today you are eating only one meal a day. Then you don't need. And quantity remains the same. It is not that you are eating after one day, so you will eat more. It's not like that. Your body will reject extra food. You don't want. And you remain extremely energetic all the time. So this is one method. Then gradually, once you have a full grip on this, you eat, you fast, and then MFF. 2 days you don't eat, one day you eat. One, and then you eat, but again 2 days you don't eat. So MFF. And then one day you eat and 3 days you don't eat. And then again you are enthusiastic, energetic. And then gradually come to 1 day a week. There are people in this world who eat every Saturday. Other days they don't eat. They don't need. But sometimes it may happen that you have fixed Saturday as your day of eating, but somehow you forget. So you don't eat then. You don't need also. So then gradually you become 15 days. Once in 15 days and once in a month. So there are many people like this across the world. And they utilize their time in creative work with their families, with every other thing. So this is one of the methods. Coming to next method. So this is known as alternate method. Then there is a Jasmahin's 21-day methods. It's a 21-day method, but you have to stay there. There is a retreat happening across the world. In Italy, there is a Pranic Eden Center. So there are very people who come and conduct such retreats, 21-day retreat. So it is divided in three parts, 7-7-7. For 7, no food, no water. And then next 7 days, you begin with diluted juices, and then juices. But you need a guide here. But then this method doesn't work, even Jasmine said. The best method is gradual transition. You have to be gentle to your body. You must love your body. We eat not because we are hungry. We drink not because we are thirsty, but because we want to make the cellular transition to pranic living. Gradually, to higher understanding. Everything I need comes from prana. Everything I need comes from cosmic energy, the cosmic light around me. So this is one of the methods. There is Victor Triviago. He has introduced 11-day method. There is Aki. He has introduced 8-day method. Victor, there is Remeor, 8-day, 10 days. So different people have got different retreats. So these are the people who go across and they conduct retreat. So these are a few methods. Next, yesterday we saw there are certain drugs also, but they don't work again for a long time. There are drugs. The next method is trying. Keep on trying. One day you will become pranic. Gradual transition will happen. All the extra weight will go away. You will neither lose weight nor you will gain weight. You will reach a level where there is no weight gain, weight loss. Your weight remains stable. So weight stabilization happens. Whether you eat or don't eat, it remains stable. Whether you exercise or don't exercise, you remain stable. Because now the pranic flow has been established in the body. You are sustained by that higher force. You are extremely enthusiastic. The sleep, very less. You don't need at all. But this will come gradually, not overnight. It will all begin in the mind. It's all the understanding, the belief system. It is so deeply gone into your subconscious mind that I need to eat this and I need to eat that in order to survive. You have to create certain affirmations. There are a few affirmations I can tell you. I benefit by being breatharian. I am a powerful pranic being. My body is nourished by other sources. Prana provides all my nutritional needs. Keep on repeating. Prana provides all my nutritional needs. Sleeping less feels natural to me. It feels good to have so much energy. The more I breathe, the less I need. I love feeling light and unburdened by food. My inner light grows and it shows. I am a powerful pranic being. So, try. Keep on trying. Keep on associating with nature. Talk with trees. Be like a tree. You know, what does tree require to survive? Air, water, soil, cosmic air. Sunlight and air. These are the only two things, in fact, that the tree requires. So, this is known as plant photosynthesis. There is something known as human photosynthesis. You become a tree and you survive just by the cosmic light. But you have to train yourself gradually for this transition. And for this, the most important step is liquid approach. Gradually, you have to come to liquidarian approach. You can keep on playing with liquids. As we told in SFV, we do four things. Clear liquid, water, coconut water, first. Second, juices. All juices, fruit juices, vegetable juices. But see that your fibers are not included. Clear juices, vegetable juices, fruit juices, all juices. The third, in SFP, smoothies. You can have variety of smoothies because you have never done this before. So first, the body is addicted to solid. So you will have to take help of smoothies initially with fibers. You can have potatoes. You can have millets. You can have sprouts, which you can grind. So there are two types of smoothies. One is sweet, another is sour. So any type of smoothie you want. You can use natural sweeteners like honey, dates, raisins, jaggery, yes, if you want. But gradually you have to shift towards more and more refined and natural sources. But yes, if you want to use jaggery, there are two types of jaggeries you can use. Palm jaggery and coconut jaggery. These are the two types of jaggery you can use. Because jaggery is good, but you must know that how jaggery is prepared. The temperature about 400 degrees Celsius is used for preparing jaggery. So it is absolutely artificial in one way. So it's just the brother of sugar. Don't think that people think that this is less harmful and this is more harmful. They are cousins. So if you want at all to use, go for palm jaggery and coconut jaggery. But okay, you can try, because this is initial phases. You cannot just immediately shift, because body is addicted to food. So it needs satisfaction. So gradually, and then soups. They can be both cooked and uncooked. You can cook them, because otherwise body will crave. In the middle of the night, you will get up and suddenly jump into the kitchen and start eating everything. Whatever your hand is on. If it is cashew, you will eat cashew. Anything. Hunger is such a... Our stomach is an unsatisfied well. You put anything, it disappears. It wants, it demands. So you can go for soups, all sort of soups. You can create a variety of soups. But gradually, you shift from cooked soup to uncooked soups. Gradually, you understand after maybe 5-6 months, you can go on smoothies. But after 5-6 months, then you will find one day that smoothies are very heavy, very hard. And you don't want to put them. Then you will feel that this is okay. Vegetable and fruit. When the body is enough detoxed, there's hardly anything detox, any toxins in the system. Then you know that, then you don't need these vegetables anymore. You shift only to fruits. So liquidarian is nearest to breatharian. But continue with liquids for a long time. There are people who are on liquids from last 6 years, 2 years, 1 year. And they keep on experimenting with all liquids. Sometimes they heat. There are some breatharian, they take also tea and coffee. There was one brother here in Global Hospital. He used to take one cup tea in the morning and one cup tea in the afternoon, in the evening. That's it. And no further. He's there right now. So he used to do all the service throughout the day. He used to do seva of driving. So only twice. And morning, evening, he used to do sun gazing. So sun gazing, sunlight was his food. And he was extremely enthusiastic. So his requirement was just twice. At present, he takes only 250 ml of liquid alternate day. He is in Andhra at present. His intake is 250 ml. His body rejects extra. He doesn't want. And he is absolutely healthy. If you look at him, he is even chubby. His face is chubby. And he is extremely healthy. There is another person in Switzerland. She is gaining all the more weight and weight every year. And what is her diet? Sunlight and air. Because the shift has happened at this level. You understand that I don't want to put toxins into my system. Because we have become sick by eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating. And gradually, what happens? How can a breatharian and Rajyoga go together? You know, the moment you become breatharian, because now your life depends only on prana. So it's a question of life and death. So when you do meditation, you are doing for survival also. Because God is Praneshwar. He is Prananath. He is the Lord of Prana. So you are connected to Him, because if you are not connected, you may die also. You become malnourished. So your yoga increases. So there is no question of dozing off, sleepiness, nothing. No matter what time you sleep, you may sleep at 11 o'clock. But you will find you getting up at 1:30, 2 o'clock, automatic. And you don't need. And sometimes it may happen that the life is so hectic because Brahmins are so much occupied with service. It is not that every time you will get afternoon siesta, afternoon sleep. And yet you are enthusiastic and you are full of energy. Because we are energy beings. We are surviving on energy. We are feeding off prana. We are feeding off light. We are the beings of light. So it's a light nutrition. And you understand this air, it has got everything. And you feel suffocated the moment you stay in stuffy room. You want fresh air all the time. You are hungry for the air. And those people who survive only on cooked diet, they have no much attraction for air. They don't care. They keep the windows closed at night and sleep. And they feel happy. The more you may keep hundreds of fruits, they don't feel like to eat. After you have eaten a plate full of, there are 10 recipes there. There is a chapati there, and there is a sabji there, and there is a dal, and there is the rice, and there is curry, and there is lassi, and there is samosa, and there is ice cream after that. So your plate is like this. Once you eat this, and there is an apple kept, nobody even looks at that apple. That apple feels like an orphan. Because you are putting so many dense things in the system. Every food is information. When so much information is put, the body is confused. It doesn't understand what to do with this. Where is protein and where is carbohydrate? Something is digested in the stomach and something is digested in the intestines. It gets confused. And the entire energy of the body is diverted to the stomach and in the process of digestion. And then you sit for yoga and you start sleeping. Because there is no energy here. Energy is working here. Don't think that after you eat, the task is done. The task begins here. The energy starts flowing. The body is using tremendous amount of energy to digest. And once the... If you want to bring peace to your mind, first bring peace to your guts. If you want pure heart, first make your stomach pure. Don't put anything extraneous, anything toxin, anything which will require greater strength amount. All cereals, all grains, they consume, they give you energy, but at a very high cost. You have to spend so much energy, and then they give little bit of energy to you. And so many toxins and diseases. Once you are free from all the dense material, your body loves to live only on liquids, and that too gradually on clear liquids. Even by mistake, if you take something harder, something denser, you start feeling heavy. You don't want it. So pranic transition is spiritual transition. You don't have to keep on repeating, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul. Gradually you get detached from the body, and I am soul becomes the experience. So start feeding on prana. So this is also one of the methods. The next method is conscious eating. Whatever you eat, keep on eating everything. Even if you are eating solid, eat slowly. With a small spoon. Take once and then keep. And then chew. At least 10 times till it becomes liquid. And then only let it go inside. Then take. Chew it till it becomes liquid here. This should become a grinder. First grind it here and then let it go. So very slow eating. This is also one of the methods. Because gradually, if you do conscious eating for 1 month, if you are eating this much, gradually it will become half. You will find this is too much. And then gradually you will see this will become half. You know, whenever in Indian population, a guest comes and if you ask the guest, would you like to have tea? He says, yeah, half cup. That is the... In Indian population, they talk like this. They don't want half, they want full. But that is the way they tell. So you know, somebody has devised a cup which is half for guests, special for guests. Those who say that, half will do. So only half. So gradually, you will see that one glass you are drinking, it has become half. And then gradually, from clear liquids, you will switch to diluted liquids. 50% dilution, 80% dilution. Because no more is your source of nutrition, it's food. You are surviving by higher source. But still you eat. Why? Because you want to love this body. It should be a gradual transition. The cells should know, the cellular transition should happen. A pranic flow has been established in the system. And appetite totally disappears. Whatever is kept in front of you, whatever. Whatever smell, whatever appearance, whatever touch, nothing tempts you. So you just move like a yogi and enjoying, not unhappy, not missing it. Rather, you enjoy the supreme taste. There is nothing tastier on this earth than prana. Supreme tasty. Sun smoothies, sun juices, sun soup, sun snack. You feed on air. When you breathe more, you eat less to breathe more. And breathing is not just through nose. Every pore you can breathe. So this is a new lifestyle, pranic living, pranic lifestyle. So enter into this new world. Om Shanti.